Our scripture reading this morning is from Matthew 23:37-39. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets and stone the messengers God has sent you. How many times I wanted to put my arms around all your people, just as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would not let me. And so your temple will be abandoned and empty. From now on, I tell you, you will never see me again until you say, God bless him who comes in the name of the Lord.
For our hymn of meditation, let's turn to hymn number 310 and sing verses 1 and 2. Under his wings, I am safely abiding. May be seated. Will you pray with me? Lord, may we hear what you would have each one of us to hear in this hour. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm sure that if I were to start out this morning by calling you all chickens, you would be offended. Because for some reason, when we call someone a chicken, it's because they're afraid of something. But you know, if we think about it, chickens are very useful. We can make pillows out of their feathers. We get eggs from the hens. Their meat is a staple. And I'm sure that if I asked each one of you, aren't baby chicks cute, you would say yes. And, of course, we're all familiar with the why did the chicken cross the road jokes. And the proverbial answer is to get to the other side. But why did the chicken cross the road, roll over in the mud, and cross over again? Because he was a dirty double crosser. And why did the chicken not cross the road? Think about it. Because he was chicken. Now, we could go on and on with those kinds of jokes. But have you ever seen baby chicks interact with a mother hen? You know, they're happily playing around the barnyard, and then if there is a loud noise or some inherent danger, whoosh, they're right underneath the mother hen's wings. You know, and we can relate to that. You know, what happens when you see a small child or toddler running around the room, and then a stranger, another adult comes in they don't know, whoosh, right behind mama or daddy's legs. hiding by there. Why? Because it's a place of safety and comfort. I think we can all remember, depending on how old we are, what it felt like to be in our mother or father's arms. And unfortunately, we rarely ever feel that safe again after we grow up. Well, it's not surprising that this imagery is not missed by the biblical writers. We see the illustration of a mother hen in many places in Scripture. We see it in Psalms. As you know, David was always having being threatened by some war or a plot against his life, and he could have just frozen with fear. But instead, he writes words like this out of Psalm 17. Reveal your wonderful love and save me. At your side, I am safe from my enemies. Protect me as you would your very eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Now, David could have frozen, but he didn't. And God did protect David, and he was faithful to him. God was also faithful to the Jewish nation. No matter how many times they turned their back on him, God remained faithful to them. Time and time again they did it. You know, they would put their trust in something or someone else. They would worship other gods, and they suffered the consequences. But then they would turn back to God, and he would rescue them again and again, and they would live safely under his wings once more. Well, let's fast forward to Jesus. The Israelites are no longer turning to other gods, but rather than trust in the Lord and his promises, they begin to trust in their ability to keep the law. And this is when the religious parties began to develop, the scribes, the Sadducees, and the Pharisees. They thought that they were being faithful to God, when indeed they were becoming enemies again. The letter of the law was all that mattered to them, not the spirit of the law or the one behind the law. And in the process of trying to keep all those minute thousands and thousands of laws, they were actually breaking it. They had forgotten the whole point was love for God and for one's neighbor. It became the opposite of love. Stone the adulteress. Avoid the leper. Don't touch the wounded traveler. Cast the sinner from the dining hall. There was no concern for sharing God's love and forgiveness or bringing the lost to repentance. Keep myself pure, but condemn everyone else to hell was their way of doing things. And we think, well, why didn't at that point God just write them off once and for all? Just abandon them and just say, okay, now you've gone too far. But it's at this point that Jesus enters the scene. This scripture passage is read just before the crucifixion, just days before the crucifixion. If you remember, a few days before that, Jesus rips into the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and he gives them seven straight woe to you, calling them snakes and a brood of vipers. I mean, he really gives it to them. But then right after that tirade, he says part of the scripture that was read this morning. Listen to it. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Can you just hear Jesus' heart breaking over Jerusalem's stubbornness? First they trust others instead of God, and they fall away. And then they grow lax in their worship, and they fall away. And now they're replacing God with rules to follow, and they fall away. We can hear it in Jesus' voice, a bit of disappointment, a hint of frustration, a sorrow so deep, asking, when will they come back to me? That picture image of Jesus longing for us to come to him and rely on him as young chicks rely on Mama Hen, that's what the chicken has to teach us about Jesus. Now, it may seem easy to mock Israel for all the times that they had fallen away, but who among us hasn't fallen victim to some of the same things? Perhaps you may have found yourself at times like Israel when they relied on other people or things instead of God. We fail to completely trust Him with our whole lives. We may look to money, possessions, or position in the community, or even in the church. We believe that those things will provide for us and never fail us, and we begin to fall away, and Jesus cries, "Oh, Delaware, Delaware!" Perhaps we're like Israel when they grew lax in their legalistic religion practices. We don't read our Bibles often enough. We don't pray every day. We don't have a close relationship with Jesus, and so we stop growing as disciples, and Jesus cries, "Oh, Delaware, Delaware." Or perhaps we fall into a legalistic religion where we may believe that there's only one way of doing something, or we may be the only person who can do a particular job in the church. And we may unknowingly expect new people to fit into what we're already doing or how things have always been done. And Jesus cries, "Oh, Delaware, Delaware, how often I have longed to gather your children as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings." Jesus wants to teach us about His love and protection, and He's not afraid to compare Himself to a chicken in order to make His point. There's a Franciscan Catholic church at the foothills of the Mount of Olives. It's built on the spot traditionally said to be the place where Jesus cried over Jerusalem. The church building is in the shape of a teardrop, and the name in Latin literally means "the Lord cried." Now, inside this church are beautiful mosaics all over the walls and the floors and the ceilings. And there's one of those mosaics that is of a mother hen with her wings around her chicks. But the thing that's striking about that mosaic is that there is a halo over the hen. Now, we've seen pictures, especially from the Middle Ages, where there's a halo over Jesus' head, or Mary, or Joseph, or one of the disciples. But this is a halo over a chicken. And it's a clear reminder that Jesus compared Himself to a chicken. And it's a reminder that He is always reaching out to take us under His protection, like a mother hen. When are we like the chick? When do we realize that we need to be under the wings of Jesus? When we realize that we're sinful and we need to confess our sins to God. When we realize that we can't do it on our own and that we are sometimes like helpless chicks. That's when it's good to know that Jesus is our mother hen. That's when it's good to feel those wings drawn close to us. When are we like the chicks that run away from the hen? Have there been times in your life when you have turned away from God because you feel like you've done something that you just can't face Him with? Or you've been so busy running around trying to do it all yourself and you forget to rely on God? No matter how often we may run, Jesus still wants to protect us from the foxes of this world. There's no need to keep running around the barnyard. There's no need to keep scratching in the dirt. We need to stop and let Jesus cover us with His wings of grace, mercy, love, and forgiveness. Now, we will always be the chicks, but God also calls us to be chickens. He wants us to protect His other chicks. And as chickens, God calls us to share with those in the world the hope and the love that we know. And then He will use us to offer His wings of protection to others. One time a wildfire started and quickly spread through a farm. And after it was over, the farmer walked the charred ruins of his farm. And then he came upon a mother hen, and he gently moved her over with his foot. But he was startled because out from underneath her wings ran her brood of chicks. Knowing that danger was coming, she gathered her chicks under her wings, and as the flames licked at her feathers, she stayed steadfast. She could have abandoned them, but she didn't. And because she was willing to give up her life, those underneath her wings had life. We just celebrated Good Friday and Easter, the cross and the empty tomb, when Jesus willingly gave up his life so that we might live, and so that we also always have the protection and the safety of his outstretched wings. He is always faithful, and we can rely on him and trust him. But then Jesus, our mother hen, sends us back into the world to be Easter chickens. And that's no joke. Let us pray. Lord, you call us, and we respond with our lives, and we ask that you give us strength as we do what you have asked us to do in this world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. For our closing hymn, please turn to hymn number 312. We're going to sing the first and fourth verses. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. We read these words from Psalm 36. How precious, O God, is your constant love. We find protection under the shadow of your wings. Lord, we thank you that you have called us to be your chicks. Now help us to go and be your chickens in the world, to offer your love and protection to others. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to remind you of the town hall meeting for those that are staying. There's also the books for the women in the gathering room, and I will greet others that must leave. Go now to be Easter chickens.